want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a good Chodesh. It's hard to believe that Rosh Chodesh Elul is upon us. Rosh Chodesh Elul has this incredible, multifaceted personality or identity. On one hand, it's the last month of the current year. So Rosh Chodesh Elul affords us the opportunity to close out the year in the proper way. There are Kabbalahs, there are promises, there are vows, there were dreams and aspirations that we had close to a year ago that still remain unfulfilled. Chodesh Elul gives us the opportunity to tie up those loose ends. But at the same time, Chodesh Elul also serves as the launching pad for the year to come. Putting ourselves in the right path, in the right mindset, with the right kavanas, the right hashkafas, the right outlooks, the right ideologies, in order to ensure that we will have a successful Tav Shin Pei Aleph 5781. But just yesterday, I came across a beautiful insight by the Bnei Yisaschar. And the Bnei Yisaschar writes so beautifully, he says, what is the avoda? What is it that we're supposed to accomplish during Elul? And the Bnei Yisaschar writes, he says, we know that in Tishrei, first of Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, Hashem created the world. And the Bnei Yisaschar writes that when you create something, you never just create immediately, but creation always requires preparation. So a person might want to build a home. You don't wake up in the morning saying, okay, I'm ready to build a home. Let's get to work. There are plans. You need a draftsman, a carpenter, an architect, electrician. You need everything. We know this. Building a shul, you can't just build a building, but you need plans and sometimes 17 sets of plans and permits and variances and approvals and everything. Anytime you want to build, building requires preparation, building requires planning. And the bigger the thing you want to build, the more intense and the greater the amount of planning. So the Bnei Yisaschar says something amazing. He says, if on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, if on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem created the world, that means that on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and throughout the month of Elul, is when Hashem planned what He was going to create. If the actual creation took place in Chodesh Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah, then the planning for that which Hashem would create took place during these days, beginning Rosh Chodesh, beginning today, throughout this month of Elul. This was the month, my friends, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned the type of world He was going to build, the type of universe He was going to create, the type of creations He would infuse with life. And says the Bnei Yisaschar, our job is to follow the path trodden by our Creator. If Hashem used this month to plan what He was going to create, we must do the same. Chodesh Elul affords us the opportunity to take a step back and to think about, what do we want to build in life? You know, so often we're focused, we're so enmeshed in action. Even Yamim Noraim, come Rosh Hashanah, come Yom Kippur, there's a focus on tshuva. Chatasi avisi upashati, yud gimel midos, Hashem keorachum v'chanun, shofar, fasting. There's a focus, there's a hyper-focus on things that have to get done. Chodesh Elul is different. Chodesh Elul, the avoda, says the Bnei Yisaschar, is to take a step back and to ask yourself a simple question. What do you want to build? What do you want to build? Or maybe better stated, who do you want to build? What kind of person do you want to be? What kind of life do you want to lead? These are questions we often don't ask ourselves because we're often so focused with precision-like focus on, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to fix this, I have to improve in this area. And those are all true. But sometimes we never think a bit more globally. What do I want to build before I get into the actual building, before I get into the actual tshuva, before I get into the next year? What do I want to build in life? You know how many of us go through life and we never ask ourselves that question? We're focused on, what do I need to do today? What do I have to accomplish? What do I have to do? What do I have to fix? How do I have to grow? Big gadol. In a more panoramic view, what do I want to build in life? Who do I want to be? That's the question for Chodesh Elul. Our Creator, the Ribono Shel Olam, used this month to plan the world He was going to build. Let us do the same. Let us use these sacred and holy days not to do tshuva. Tshuva comes a little bit later. But to focus on the life we want to build, on the personalities we want to build, on the identities we want to create. And if we plan, if we use the month to plan, if we utilize the month to create a life plan for ourselves, then there is no telling what we could accomplish as we close out 5780. And I'll tell you what we could accomplish in the new year to come, Haba Aleinu Litova. Wishing everyone a good Chodesh, beautiful, uplifting Elul, and look forward, Emir Tashem, to growing together in these coming days.